guy being on a bike, but not being in the bike lane. Bold. Well, you can't get rid of daylight savings because then it would be like this year round. You need to go full daylight savings all the time. That's the answer. Because this sucks. Being able to leave and feeling and having it still be at least sort of light out and feeling like, man, I might be able to do something with my life after leaving work. Great. Now instead it's like, well, can't wait to get home and immediately go to bed and do it all again. What the fuck is this person doing? You can't turn left here. All you can do is fucking go straight. Go fucking straight. Dipshit. So I guess, you know, when we get to this time of year and the days are shorter anyway, last week I was waking up and it was still dark out, you know, and that's not amazing. This person sucks. This person fucked up two intersections. So, you know, when there's no sunlight to keep you in high spirits, you've got to turn to the power of music. I said, the power of music. Like, in what scenario are you using this, other than the one in which we are using it right now? Can't hear it this way, but the song is mixed like those early Beatles stereo mixes where some instruments are all the way left and some the vocals are all the way right. And it's very frustrating to listen to.
pyramids along the night.
Jesus.
I watch the sunrise from the tropic eye. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me.
Party all night, shit don't stop, boy. Drunk as fuck and I'm ready to fight. Ballin' for the night, fuck me and play. just fucking swallowed all my fears.
My dad, bro, this nigga, faggot ass nigga, says shit.
All right,
man. Where the fuck is Mellow Height? Mellow Height, Mellow Height, Reckless Mellow Height, Mellow Height, bitch. Mellow hype, black and white, bitch. Hey, I never think too hard.
This sucks.
There's a way. 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 There's a
Come on! classic frog samples, and as such.
Let the pussy talk. Let the pussy talk.
disco music for me and my generation. Money counting machines in rap music. More sound, more bill counters. More bill counters, less 50 cent. That's my platform. We'll be right back. like all Kanye lyrics, they're very respectful of the Lord, and I appreciate that. The B-side on that one, I think Kanye really knocked it out of the park on "Hey, you really need to check out this Let's Play of Days Gone." Just had a lot to say. A moment there where I was like, I should listen to the new Kanye West album, and then I was like, yeah, you know what, I don't know that I need to do, I don't think I maybe need to do that. I don't, maybe that's not maybe that's not a must do. Oh, I'd like to know. Whatever. Perhaps someday I will put that on and hear it. I don't know. What's that Kanye West guy up to? I'll say. They needed to make this. But it's not. No one needs. This is not. I'd rather just listen to 20 minutes of the actual character select screen. Works out great, you know, that if Kanye West is only going to do concerts on Sundays, because, you know, the other 6 days I'm busy going to Chick-fil-A, but Sundays I'm like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Thank you, Kanye West. Thank you. This up. Accidentally left this track on too long. got to the part where this dude raps about the game. Of an Imagine Dragons song in which I say the words Imagine Dragons. It's very good. Please like, follow, and subscribe. This person has their signal on, and I'm leaving them some room, but they have no intention of merging into this lane. Scratch vocals track, and then this is, they put this instrumental under it or something. Like, this person's license plate says NVR Pony, never Pony. I couldn't agree more. This track is just too powerful to be downloaded over the air. This is some slow going. I don't like this. I don't like this traffic. I don't like this one bit. I am unhappy about the number of cars on the road. I skipped lunch again, and that was a mistake. I don't mind telling you, that was not the right thing to do. I had a Clif Bar in the car for breakfast, and that you just can't do that. It's not how you do it. It's not how it's done. All right, I'm just gonna try to skip ahead and see if maybe the next track will load. I don't think anything's gonna load. I think we're trapped out here. I'm just gonna turn to the radio here. Okay. It's a good song. I don't like this song. Dirty trials.
Like toilet paper, chocolate sauce was involved. Monkey
okay.
Goo that you have to dig through and get a corn cob.
So well, I'm really, sorry, what?
We like to keep it classy here in Iowa, obviously. And that is a lot of fun, though. I went out there and it was jam packed. So, how did your team do? We didn't win, sadly. We gave it our best, though, so that's what counts. But I think we came in fourth overall. Good job.
Hey, so good job.
Let's take it back a little ways now. Why don't you tell me about your involvement in agriculture?
Yeah, so I'm a student at Iowa State University studying agricultural communications, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to work at the Iowa State Fair, because of how heavily involved the Iowa State Fair promotes and is involved in agriculture and really reaches out to the agriculture community. So, yeah, it's kind of people and ag is what my passions are, and I think the State Fair is a wonderful place where both those things really come together.
It definitely is. So what led you to go to Iowa State for communications and agriculture?
Yeah, so I actually
they said yes,
and while I was there, the first class I took in my first semester was an agricultural communications class, and I had never heard of that before. I didn't know what AgCom was, but the professor, Virginia, she was fantastic, and we really clicked and bonded. And we ended up kind of having some talks and discussions and realized that I wanted to be an ag comm major. That's really where my heart was. So then I switched, and yeah, it wasn't originally the plan, but I'm really glad that's where I ended up.
Well, I can tell you that all of my plans are far out the window, so that's just the way.
And also, all my friends are dead.
You know, if you're listening to yourself and following like your heart and doing what you want. So did you grow up on a farm, or were you an FFA? Like, where did this love of agriculture come from before you even went to Iowa State?
Yeah, so my dad lives on a farm in Pella, Iowa, just right outside Pella, and I always had lots of exposure to the farm agricultural life, and I took an ag class in high school, and that's, I think, what originally probably sparked my interest, and then from there, it kind of just grew and expanded, and I realized that it's one of my passions, and then it grew even more to the decision that I want to go to school for it, so here we are.
That is awesome. I love it. So, do you have any ideas of what you want to do once you graduate?
Really just something in HR, PR, a communications department for an agricultural company. I'd be pretty content doing a lot of things. I think as long as it's fulfilling and you feel like you're really bettering your community, that's what would make me want the job the most.
Yeah, definitely. So, that's exactly how I started. Actually, I did not go to school for agriculture, but I went for graphic design, journalism, photography, so communications focused. And my first job just happened to be at a large agricultural insurance company. So I spent 11 years there. So like that's what got me into agriculture, but working in the communications and marketing department. And it was a good job. It was fun. Yeah, yeah. So there's plenty of stuff out there. I'm sure you'll find that. So Let's talk sure a little bit about your internship at the fair. So, like, what are some of the things that you do here on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so I'm a sponsorship intern at the Blue Ribbon Foundation here on the fairgrounds. And basically our job is to check in with sponsors, help them organize their way around the fair, and make sure they're happy with their setup, their fair presence, their interactions.
I'm not happy with my fair presence.
Just kind of really anything you can imagine with sponsorship, we're doing it. We're up early and we're to bed late, but it's awesome. It's really cool to see all the people that do sponsor the fair just get that awesome interaction. So many people that come here that want to see them, that company, that group, whatever it is. So it's a very fulfilling internship.
Yeah, well, this is a way to see people, especially in agriculture. People are always like, do you have a store? Where can I go? And I'm like, we don't. We have like this niche group. But if we come here, like we can see our people and we can meet them and hear their stories, which is always so exciting for me. So what is one really cool thing that you've learned this
year? Yeah, so...
My biggest takeaway is probably just customer service. You don't really realize how much customer service is in so many jobs. Even I think most desk jobs that you don't think are really going to be involved with customer service still are. And really that's what makes the people in Iowa the best, is because we all kind of have that mentality to a point. And I think that's maybe one of the phrases, Iowa nice.
Yes.
It's just really customer service. So I have an awesome mentor, my boss, Meg Corder. She's fantastic, and she's really modeled it super well for me and just shown me how important it is to have strong customer service when you're working with people.
That is so true. I mean, if I think about even
so
what
true.
We're doing right here, right? Like, it's kind of customer service, right? If people engage with us, then we want them to have a good experience. And that matters no matter what industry you're in, right? Like, that's something you're going to take with you. Okay, so I met you the other day in a golf cart. Tell me, like, is anything funny happen? Have you, like... And, like, you drive around in a golf cart, you have your own during the fair. That's exciting.
I haven't hit anyone yet, so that's exciting.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people here, so sometimes it's kind of scary weaving in and out of the crowd. But, gosh, stories... I don't know if I can share them.
It's okay. We can keep those for off the record. Because, yeah, I got it. So, for anybody, this show is all across the country. It's on SiriusXM. And, so, if they haven't been to the Iowa State Fair...
So, don't tell your weird stories here. Too many people will hear it.
But, like, these are packed streets full of people. And now I always, like, I'm like, oh, my gosh, navigating through that, right? That's got to be a challenge. So, okay, if you had a word of advice for, a young woman who wanted to go into ag communications or maybe intern at her fair, or, you know, she's listening to you and she thinks you're pretty cool. What would you tell her if you could, you know, talk to yourself a few years ago?
Smoke weed
Don't
every day.
Don't be scared to pursue or even just try something. Whether you love it or you hate it, you will never know unless you try. I took an ag class. It was my senior year of high school. It was the nitty-gritty end of my time in the education system. How I found out I love agriculture. I never would have discovered it if I wouldn't have just tried those classes. So I think it's just maybe realizing where your interests are and then just not being afraid to pursue them.
I love that. That's so true. And that's why that is a windy path for all of us, right? Because it does change sometimes and we find new interests or we see a new road open up or something, which is always really cool. Okay, everybody. So what's one thing that people need to see if they ever come to the Iowa State Fair in the future?
Well, you've probably heard this before if you've ever heard about the Iowa State Fair, but we have this thing called a butter cow, and it's an actual life-size cow made out of butter. That's actually
Word?
What it is. So you have to see that, or else you're really not experiencing the fair at its finest.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I think if you're going to the fair, it's a giant slide.
Oh, yeah. We have this huge, giant, wavy, yellow slide. My kids love to go down it. You ride it down it on, like, burlap sacks. It is pretty great, and it's a good value, I think, too, for all the things at the fair. So, yes. So, thank you so much for joining us here in Shining Bright.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so for everybody listening, don't forget, we have our 20th and final GROW event for young women coming up here in Ankeny, Iowa, on November 15th. Tickets open up September 1st. They will go fast.
Shit.
If you are a young woman engaged in any part of this industry, check it out. You can find out more about that and everything else we do at farmer.com. Season 4 of the TV show starts airing in September as well. So, again, farmer.com.
swine fever outbreak in China means the nation must import more pork to keep up with demand. Farm Bureau economist Michael Nephew expects a significant decline in China's hog herd this year.
When it comes to talking about China, it really is a black hole of reliable data. So that makes it very difficult to pin down a true, accurate number, but we've seen some pretty big estimates in terms of depopulation of the herd.
Estimates range from 30% to as much as 50% year-over-year decline in the hog numbers in China by the end of the year. Nephew says it's critical to keep ASF from spreading to the U.S.
It shut down exports, and that'd be 23% of the pork being dumped back on the domestic market, essentially. So that's something that keeps our hog producers up at night.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas on Europe.
Good to know.
On Rural Radio, Channel 147.
The Rural Evening News, the only primetime newscast that matters to rural America.
How is that affecting our commodities here?
Grain and livestock markets kind of going all over the place.
The weather outlook for the coming days.
This system is really picking up some steam.
And Western sports in one jam-packed half hour.
The Rural Evening News, weeknights, 7:30, 11:30 Eastern.
On Rural Radio, Channel 147, the Agribusiness and Western Lifestyle Channel.
Nightclub in Orlando, 4 o'clock bell time, Falls Count Anywhere match between Jimmy Havoc and Mance Warner, and you can watch MLW Fusion every Saturday night on BN Sports Court. Always a pleasure having you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. And that shirt's awesome. I saw a picture, Tommy. Awesome shirt.
Kool-Aid. All right, Court Bauer. Awesome. Again, MLW. We'll react when Tommy and I are back right here. I'm Busted Open.
As I recall, I may be wrong, but the song that they were doing when I went down there was a song called Some Other Guy, which I think every other band in Liverpool did. Do you know that song?
Well, not only do we know it, not only do we know it...
You're going to play it.
We're going to play it right now.
Yay!
On the Beatles Fab Forum.
Today's session at the Kellen, we proudly present the Beatles!
I'm Swedish Eagle. This is Classic Alternative First Wave on Sirius XM. You ready for the holidays? Sirius XM holiday channels are here, and you can ring in the joy with Sirius XM this year with a wide variety of music channels, something for everyone. For example, Holly, Channel 65, featuring contemporary hits. Holiday Traditions, Channel 73, remembers the traditional holiday recordings from the 40s through the 60s, and you can get timeless Christmas music and carols on Hallmark Channel Radio. That's Channel 70. There are several more choices to listen to in the Sirius XM app. For example, Country Christmas, Navidad, 70s and 80s Christmas. Visit SiriusXM.com/holiday for the complete 70s lineup.
And 80s
and now
I'm
off of the cars. Got a lot on my head, like this silly Santa Claus hat.
$57,000 for the year. He says a lot of thank yous to Logan Bird for that horse named TJ, which is the horse that he's ridden to win his 3 out of his 4 Canadian titles now.
Wow.
Back-to-back Canadian championships.
Whoa.
With Shane Hanchey. Won $57,000 for the year, $41,000 of it at the Canadian Finals Rodeo 6 days in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. It was a great performance for Shane.
Yeah, that's impressive. And as you're able to watch his tie on this calf, that's impressive.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, hell yeah.
He didn't waste any time. He didn't waste any motion. Look at him reach out, stick. His last
just perfect.
Two times were 7-3 and 7-2. Look at this in slow motion. It's going to be fast. Flanks.
Very
three.
Erotic.
Here comes a tie. Couple in Inouye and Dunn. Slow motion, it looks fast.
Yeah.
That's Shane Hanchey, who ended up winning his 4th Canadian title. The guy who really kind of lit him up for 3 go-rounds was Ty Harris from San Angelo, Texas. He ended up 3rd in the Canadian standings. When he was good, he was great at the Canadian finals. He only caught 3 out of 6 calves, but he won first twice and second on his other one.
Yeah, exactly. And we talk about fast. Look how fast he gets down the rope and at his tie.
Yeah, he is headed to the national finals rodeo for his first trip. Remember, Ty Harris got into the Canadian finals at one of the last, or maybe the last, rodeo of the year in the Canadian Pro Rodeo Association. Tied a calf in 6.7, the fastest time of the year. He was 7 flat, the fastest time of this year's Canadian finals rodeo. I am really looking forward to watching these guys go toe-to-toe and head-to-head in Las Vegas.
Fuck yeah, man.
Listen, what's around?
Yeah, it's coming really quick, and I agree with you, an exciting preview from a couple of those first-timers that we are going to see in Las Vegas. A big congratulations to all the contestants who had made it to
this is a rebroadcast of a DirecTV channel.
You can go to RodeoCanada.com. That is the official website.
This is like an audio version of RFD TV.
You can find out about all of the year-end champions, all of the races. We'll talk more about it today as time goes by. But guys like Scott Kemp, they're winning titles, and Edgar Durazo winning his first Canadian title, the native of Mexico. It was just a really, really, really good performance up and down. Zeke Thurston wins the Canadian title at the age of 25, his first Canadian title. Boy, he built up a resume. He was the number one money winner in Canada this year.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Well, as you mentioned, we do have more about the Canadian Finals Rodeo coming up. You're watching Western Sports Roundup. I'm Amy Wilson, along with Steve Kenyon. We'll be right back with more.
It's official. The most wonderful time of the year is here. And modern holiday hits are back.
Have a holly Christmas.
On Sirius XM's Holly.
I would hope it would just all be trap fucking mixes of Christmas. Like, yes, here's modern Christmas hits. We just typed in Trap Christmas to Spotify and hit play.
On Channel 65.
That sounds brutal.
The Sirius XM app to listen outside the car.
Looking for a family fun destination this December?
Yes.
Make Excalibur Hotel and Casino your NFR headquarters.
What? No.
NFR room packages starting at just $39. Bring the whole family to experience Tournament of Kings and the Fun Dungeon Arcade. All just 2 blocks from the
NFR. You know, Excalibur's got an okay arcade. It's close to the Luxor.
Rodeo town, and there's no better place to stay than Excalibur Hotel and Casino.
I got that pyramid.
Go to Excalibur.com and book your NFR
Excalibur's
stay today.
Looks
starting at just $39. Book your NFR room at Excalibur today.
They say, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Challenge accepted. It's been a long time since Rodeo last ventured into the concrete canyons of Manhattan. It's high time for the Cowboys to ride again. In June 2020, the Cowboy Channel is bringing Rodeo back to the city
Cowboy Channel.
For an event unlike any other in the world's most famous arena. Join us in the Big Apple for a Western sports spectacular that will be well worth the journey east of the Mississippi.
I don't know.
Rodeo, New York. Coming to Madison Square Garden June 19th through the 21st in 2020. Tickets are now on sale. Go to RodeoNewYork.com and get yours today.
I'm going to get mine.
Hi, I'm Rob Keck from Bass Pro Shops, your leader in the outdoors. Join us Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern for Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World. We'll talk about all things outdoors and preserving our access to the forest, field, and water. We'll be bringing you special guests from unique locations as well as inside access to the latest topics and trends in the outdoors. Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, only on Rural Radio Sirius.
Fences a little bit because
I said fences to men.
All I did is I forgot them on my power rankings, which technically, according to Tommy Dreamer,
you should owe him a beer for that one day.
Well, I mean, don't forget, it wasn't live, so it didn't actually happen on Tuesday. It happened 2 weeks prior to that.
You can also, which I don't know how this didn't get settled, you could have just changed your thing.
Which I did, but you know how bully is. I actually tweeted out, as soon as people mentioned Sammy Callahan, I actually sent out a tweet during the show on Monday, Sammy Callahan's my new number 5. But you know how bully is. He likes to stir the pot. The fucking guy stirring the pot. Always stirring the pot. And then, you know, and then next thing you know, he's going to... All right, Joe, continue your phone call.
Hey, real bad, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Dave, but I don't think the LaGreca head's going to make it there to AEW tonight in Charlotte.
Bullshit.
Just had a little family thing I had to take.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry about that.
No big deal. But I do want to talk about NWA Power, because last night's episode, in a matter of 1 hour, we had 4 great matches.
Love
to a very different kind of music. In fact, 1987, debut album for this band, and the man who was putting the album all together, we're about to talk to Mike Klink, but let's hear a little bit of what that album sounds like.
Thank you.
this Eminem affiliated hip hop station is a Christian station, absolutely. Him and Kanye, they both decided at the same time. They're like, hey, wait a minute. Be out by the looks of these neighborhoods. It was not supposed to be off for more than half an hour. Okay, as I get closer, these houses are turned on. Checking my security camera to see if it was on, and it was not on most of the drive home, which is weird because, like I said, it was only supposed to be on for half an hour. Okay, yeah, there's a light on inside my home. Good. Cause it's fucking dark out here. Perhaps recommend to all of you at home that the rest of you also nuck if you buck. That guy is that's DJ Wonder. He's one of the guys on like the morning show on Shade 45, and then he does a show, that show, where he just plays a bunch of fucking trap mashups of dumb shit that's like, I don't know. Well, I'm going to go reset all the clocks in the house. Everybody have a good night. Bye.